Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial, talking with Frieda Birnbaum. Frieda, you've done a bit of a psychological profile on Boris Johnson, the guy who was just booted out of office in the UK. I've already got a couple of people lined up who are kind of waiting in the wings, two in particular who are looking to take his place. Tell us about Boris Johnson.
That's true. Well, he did resign as the leader of the Conservative Party, but said he would stay until a successor was chosen. They're not doing well there. Inflation has hit a new 40-year high, 9.1% in the UK. And the uncertainty around the duration and outcome of the conflict in Ukraine is also adversely affecting investments.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Frieda. What is the inflation rate again in the UK?
9.1%.
Okay, so they're lower than we are.
Well, we're not doing so great either, but no, yeah, a little bit lower.
We're not doing so great either.
I couldn't be too happy. But, you know, it's interesting that Putin is happy to see Johnson leave office.
And why is that?
Well, because Johnson is helping Ukraine, billions of dollars here with ammunition. He's supporting them. He visited Ukraine as well twice. So he's being supportive, but of course, Ukraine is not happy about the resignation. But you know, they will continue strong ties with America, no matter who's elected. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Who comes into office? That's very important to know.
Okay.
Also,
that is, why is that important to know?
Well, we are supporting Ukraine,
right?
And we are doing whatever it takes. And so Boris Johnson and our former president, Donald Trump, were working together for similar causes. And it was going in a direction where it was making a difference. And hopefully that will continue to do so right now. So, yes, it's definitely important.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was the reason for him being booted out of office?
Well, that's interesting because he really had a lot of corruption allegations towards him. He protected supporters that were donors against their own corruption. So that's one thing. And then the parliament, the government, office, there were parties in the government offices that broke the pandemic, rules of lockdown. And also, you know, Al, he knew about these sexual misconduct allegations against a conservative lawmaker before he promoted him to a senior position in government. And so this proved to be one scandal too many. And he's known to be the worst post-war prime minister in office.
And why do you say that? I mean, if he's known to be, why do you say that?
Well, he appears to be driven by ego, and he seems to have misled voters about information about the people that are being supported, that he is supporting them in a fraudulent manner. But then again, he's done a lot for Ukraine, billions in military, $1 billion to be exact, I'm sorry, in military assistance, second only to the United States. And he's traveled twice to see President Zelensky for moral support.
Mm-hmm.
So he's somebody that has done a lot, but his reputation, he is more like Donald Trump in many ways, and that's why they were so good together. He's an outsider. He's somebody who does his own thing. For example, Brexit. You know, the United Kingdom left the European Union on January 31st, 2020. And the name is now a combination of Britain and Exit. Brexit is a departure from the European Union. So that's something else that he did that was different. And so UK is the only sovereign country to have left the European Union, had been a member since January 1st, 1973. The immigration economy and anti-establishment policies were some of the factors, 51% of the voters in favor of leaving the European Union.
Well, if 50% of the voters were in favor of leaving the Union, I would have to say that would be kind of a quiver, an arrow in his quiver. He probably did the right thing.
Absolutely, he did the right thing. We're talking about his immigration, economy, anti-establishment politics. Those were some of the big factors that made people see that they want change.
What exactly was Johnson's policy toward immigration, Frieda?
Well, he was very similar to Trump, and that's why they got along so well. He felt that there were jobs that were taken away from the citizens, the UK, where immigration was interfering with the economy that way. And he didn't feel that people that were not citizens in this country should get that kind of treatment over other people. So that's a big factor why he went outside the establishment.
So you're saying that he basically got booted out because he was not within the establishment, is that correct?
No, he was not. I don't see what he did that was so horrific, actually. The politicians are corrupt to begin with. Whatever that is, but he didn't fit within their corruption. Mm-hmm. And that was really the main issue. So his resignation came from lack of support from his government. That's really what it was. So Johnson and Trump had these similarities. They didn't necessarily get support from the conventional, traditional way the government was run. They were both flashy. They had ways of being showmen as well that was not typical for politicians, but they were liked within their circle and they did make a difference. So he did have a speech at the end and he did show no remorse about what he did. He was not apologetic. But you know, the people want a modern democratic functional constitution is what they want. And so what is it that's going to happen now in the future? Well, we're looking at more ethnic minorities. They're lining up. And as of yesterday, I believe, well, today is Wednesday. Well, today is whatever day you're listening to this broadcast. There have been two candidates from four original candidates, and then it was four women as well. And Rishi Sunak, he's a former chancellor, and Liz Truss, a foreign secretary. They're ones that are competing to replace Boris Johnson.
Well, you said four women, Frieda. I understand there's one
guy. I spoke over myself. Originally, we are looking at more ethnic minorities that are lining up more than any other time in history to take over the job of prime minister. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right, Al, I'm sorry. Originally, there were four women and there were six men from various ethnic backgrounds. But today, it's gotten down to two people. And it's Rishi Sunak, and he's a former chancellor.
Right.
And Liz Truss.
Right.
And she's a foreign secretary. So these are the two that will be competing to replace Boris Johnson.
Well, Frieda, let me ask you this. Yeah. Let me give you an opinion. I'm pretty sure, based on what you have said, I'm pretty sorry to see him go. I think the UK leaving Brexit was probably a good idea, number one. And number two, I think trying to protect domestic jobs was a very good idea. It strikes me that he angered a lot of people in the sense that people with questionable backgrounds were put into positions of authority by Johnson. And that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, so isn't that interesting that there even is a similarity between Trump and Johnson,
yeah.
the way they left office even, that the government was involved with getting rid of them, or really that they were both doing an excellent job in making a difference to our country. So they were not traditional, and the politicians are taking over who are actually the corrupt ones, with both with Trump and with Johnson. So they came in, they were both doing very well, had a lot in common, and they left in a similar pattern. And I don't even think that Boris Johnson even made a speech, a farewell speech. He just said, stay close to America, which he has been, which has been his asset and has helped us in many ways. So he really wanted to keep people together. He wanted to prevent any kind of divide. So he really was somebody who unified his country, very similar to Trump, who unified the people. And as far as that's concerned, isn't it wonderful that we had somebody, Republican, Democrat, no matter what, made such a huge difference. And Johnson made such a huge difference as far as Ukraine, and that's why Putin is happy to see him leave, and Zelensky is not happy, because he was somebody that was more than a showman. He was someone who really worked hard to help his country and to help other people as well.
Well, I think it's an interesting attitude, and I have a tendency to agree with you. Frieda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.